Walking the gangplank was never a good thing for pirates, sailors, or passengers on ocean liners, and the technology for getting people off big boats has changed little. It's been especially difficult in the Kimberley with its extreme tidal range, but at the Broome Wharf, a new gangway with greater manoeuvrability is now ready after 3 years of design work. I stepped on with Port Engineering Manager Scott Baker.
So this is essentially the brains of the machine, so that's called the PLC, and that's just how you operate it. So there's probably, what do you reckon, Patrick, 20 odd sensors around the place, and it's all programmed in, so... Yeah, that's how it will operate. So it's just constantly getting inputs from the sensors. So you've got, if you look up the top, we've got two drives at the very top on the chains. So they'll lift the front of the gangway up and down as needed. And then on the back, what we've got at the back through here is a hydraulic system. So this back end can lift from one level to the next. So that's to pick it up from, say, a low tide all the way up to a 10-metre tide. So it tracks it through. The vessel's always got some sort of movement in and out of the wharf. So as the vessel moves in and out of the wharf, this gangway can just slide in and out with the vessel. So it's two structures. So you've got the actual mechanical gangway, which is what we've got here. And then we've got what we call the ramp, which is almost just like a spiral staircase to get it from the people down to ground level. A big feature of this is the slope. So we had to do a lot of design. That's what drives the height and the size of it, is the slope's all at 1 in 8, which is a co-compliant level. We'll go for a walk up if you want.
We're strolling up the giant blue metal structure. It's shaped a bit like a zigzag. It's got wide, sturdy walkways, very easy to walk along. Oh, the views across the bay are good. Here we are on the edge of the cruise boat, the Vasco da Gama.
So we're at three and a half. So essentially at a top of the tide will be another 7 metres above where we are at the moment. So, the gangway, when we've had it at that height, is way above those lifeboats. So,
yeah.
So essentially, the deck now would be up where that window is, roughly, maybe even a bit higher than that on a 10-metre tide.
Craig Faulkner, what does it mean to you to finally see this gangplank ready to go?
Oh, well, it's part of the. Infrastructure that's been invested here in Broome, along with the channel deepening, so it's wonderful to see it underway.
What do you think it will mean for operations at the port next time a cruise boat comes alongside?
It'll make it easier for the passengers to disembark and embark, and also, it adds to the special feel of Broome, because as you can see, being on the gangway, you come off here and dependent on where you are in the tide, you get a wonderful view of this exceptional place.
And what do you make of the skills of the engineers who've been able to make all the unique things of this jetty come into play and build such a unique structure?
We're lucky here in Broome that we've got a very skilled engineering workforce, all the way down from Scott, who you've spoken to, our port engineer, right through to all our guys on the tools, as well as the support businesses that are here in Broome. So, something unique and something essentially constructed here in Broome, which is wonderful. Whilst we've looked around the world in respect of what we should build and how we should build it, a lot of the stuff here is unique, and that in itself has inherent challenges. And as you can see, it is quite a complicated piece of equipment electronically and also in terms of how it's been constructed. So we're all very happy that we're about to launch
at the moment. So that's our, we've got two gangway systems. So as the tide rises, what we've actually got to do currently is lift that gangway off, and we just use old shipping containers, and we use the shipping containers to build the height. But obviously, when you go another 8 metres up at the moment, the angle on those gangways gets, I guess, so steep that it does become a safety issue with passengers, especially people getting on and off with wheelchairs and the like. There's no redundancy if the vessel moves on those gangways. So if the vessel did break its lines or moved along the wharf, there's essentially no give or no movement with those gangways. A large portion of this structure was actually fabricated and built in Broome. So it's had a lot of local content, so the whole hydraulic system was done by Holfast. which is a local broom company. The ramp was fabricated by Holdfast as well. The structural fabrication, all the protective coating has been done by Norwest Protective Coating. All the alley panelling and everything was done by Broom Alley Works. And our boys, our stevedore and maintenance team, have done a lot of building as well. So they've done a lot of the fabrication as well. So I'd say in terms of the total spend, I'd say probably 60 or 70% was actually done locally in Broome, which is good to see.
And this gangplank's unique, isn't it? There's nothing quite like it anywhere else in the world, or are there prototypes that you were able to use?
There's a couple of prototypes. We copied the idea off a couple, but then we had to customise it for our wharf. So, the mobility of it, the size of it to fit on the wharf, so we can still get buses around the back, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we had a few ideas, but nothing really suited the port perfectly. So we had to go and build our own to customise it. So
we were lucky. Our WGL engineers had the good smarts on it, and we were able to get their models to collaborate and come up with a lot of solutions. So it was very good.
Patrick, what's your feelings about seeing this gangplank finished?
I'm elated. It's been a few sleepless nights, but it's worked out perfectly, so we're very happy.
Scott, what is it like for you after so many months of planning and thinking to see it working and ready?
A relief, I'd say. To be honest, a relief, yeah. Finally finish the project, and a lot of challenges and a lot of stops and starts before we got it right, but I think we've got the design and the operation of it right now, so bit of a relief.
And Craig, do you think that it's going to get a lot of use, particularly in its first year? How's the cruise boat industry looking for bookings?
The bookings this year for 2020 are very strong. We've got up to 40 separate cruise ship visits of this size, the Vasco da Gama, and in fact bigger. So it'll get plenty of use, and the town will be buzzing.
Craig Faulkner, CEO of the Kimberley Port Authority. You also heard from Scott Baker, the engineering manager at the port, and Patrick Hind, the port engineer. And I was standing on the brand new custom-built gangway.